Unconditional love.
That love for love's sake. What is Baba love? Love for love's sake. Taking all of them. You are happy. In serving, helping, everything. But you don't want anything. That is love for love's sake. That's the best way of living.
And give you first the
way of Baba is for that. He wants that. He is for that.
The virtue of forgetting and forgiving. You don't keep on go further. It's the only thing that makes you forget towards your beloved. If you are worried, if you say that you mistake, you have done that, you have done that. The mistake what one has done, you are good, you can make it true. Then why you just don't think that, yes, I might have made that mistake, I don't. But you are human beings, then human can make, otherwise you are not human. He's explaining, and then now, forget everything. And Baba used to say, now hug each other, forget, and go on loving me and loving each other. Think of me, that how I just got over it when you are not in your own self. And think that, who are you then? Who are you then? You do that like this. Go on, go on. He used to say that. And what is love? And then, I tell you, when I came first, it was a long story, I want to say a sentence to it and you. Then, I came to stay here the very evening. I didn't come here. I came there in a home house in bed. When you leave mother and go to turn to go to Melbourne, at your left there is a small building, high steps and rocky walls like Baba's thing. So it was under construction. Upper story was under construction, so Baba called me there. Baba sent his brother Jal with a car to fetch him from the station, and I went there. Baba was waiting for me at the right side of the house, and then he called for me to sit down. Since long, I'm waiting for you to join me, but today is the day I seek for you to join me. I am happy. Are you? I said, Lord, I was found in the moment. He made me wait 8 years. And I was writing very fine letters to him. So then I said, are you? I said, I will come to the moment, sir. Now, if you are here and join me, whatever I say, you have to obey. I said, sure, Baba, anything but separation. Then he said, that is true. But you know, love is unconditional, and you are binding me. Then that is the sentence he made, he said to me. But to me, it applies to everyone. So whoever doesn't ever have a chance to say that actually love is unconditional. And I will be no about whatever you say, and then that's all. So you say, just go on loving me. That's all, go on loving. What is love is one word, go on. He said, I know you are human, that you have not good feelings and good feelings and everything. But you don't know what is love. He explained it beautifully in what he says. In discourses, there is not a thing that he has read behind, that worldly thing he has just showed you the way how to live this way, that way, that way. So many things he has said. Because I haven't read, I would not have read, but I had to translate it into Gujarati, so I had to read. No. Now, I said, not a single book, no, Baba. Book Baba's book is to me, is like guide to America, just like guide to India, guide to Japan. It is guide to his land. But when he is there, he is holding my hand and drawing me. So to me it is like that. First of all, I am not educated, and I will understand. But that is that. Yeah. Now if you are in America and if I am going, you say, oh, I know the way. Why should I use the guide? See, I said, oh, you are my guide, I know, that's all. I said, love me. Try to love me as it should be. But more than love to me is the obedience. Whatever I say, you have to obey. That's all. Not that if and but, if there is if and but, then that means no. Say yes and yes. It's so beautiful when he used to just say that, huh? When he used to sometimes explain about praying when everything, I did not pay attention at all. So I would say, I was only always engrossed in his gesture and him. So he used to say, look at me. Why are you staring at me? Pay attention. He said, yes, Baba. Remember what I say? Yes, Baba. Who pays attention? I just looked at him. After a while, he would say, did you hear what I say? Yes, Baba. What I say? Yes. And then he read the song that, is it my fault, oh beloved, that I am caught in the snare of your beauty? Is it my fault? No, it is not my fault. But now as you have taken me in your arms, don't leave me. Because if you leave me, then there is the question of my life and death. And yet he is holding us. He is holding us. He said, who holds me? Nobody holds me. I hold you. I hold you. Otherwise, I know your capacity too. And then he said, like a stalk of hay, in the one stormy wind, it goes anywhere else. If I blow you, you will be nowhere. But I catch you. I caught you. Because from the past connection. Then first time when he went to, for an England or somewhere else, England, I think, he said, now I am going to collect my past ones. That is what is connected in earth. Then on when I go, that when I, my lovers will call and I will go. But this time it is my work that to collect my passports. And that time, Narina, Nadine, Noni, Noni means Rama, you might have heard the name Rama. You might have seen Rama.
Yes.
Rama Devi,
yes.
Her mother, and her children here. All of them here. Rana just died 2 years ago, on this December 5th, she died. It was funny, very funny, and that is very historical, that she landed in India to join Baba on the 5th of December, 1936. And she left world to join Baba on the 5th of December, 1986. 50 years in Golden State, finished, and she left. Beautiful, yes.
She was a painter.
Beautiful, beautiful. And to her credit, of course, Baba said that 50 years to stay, according to the rules and regulations, it is not for Americans. They are so rigid. Right? But Baba's dreams and past connection. And she was ready for that. That's why. Otherwise, I see, you know, that people, how they stand, oh yes. Because she was lucky and she was graced by Baba, that's why. Her mother died in Bangalore, in front of Baba. She was all lucky. In front of Baba. She was ill. And then, one day, then Baba was not there. Baba went to Mustri. And Rana came out of the room that Nani has passed away. The same time, Baba came from Mustri. And Rana told him, Baba went there and looked at her for a few seconds. And then the body was kept for the next reincarnation. So next day Baba says, Nani is so lucky that in the middle of the night I went and opened the cross and I saw her. And Israeli Baba never go there. If someone is dying, he will be not there. He will go there. And she was cremated in an Indian way. Bold and everything, not the electric body cremation. No. Very nicely. Rani was tall, but she was short. Only that was taller than me. But very nicely. Yeah. She was a poetess. She wrote many poems. Very poetess. She must have read in the Mail of a Journal under the name of something. Start with K something. She was very nice. So that is the main thing what I want to find out, that if Baba says to count name, say my name. Not that it is a very nice habit, not very good thing to say. Thank you. Then sometimes when you form the habit, then it comes out like this.
Fine,
the more you speeding, you say Baba, Baba, the more you speak.
30 miles an hour.
But how come
they recycle?
Because
they
know
all this car. Oh, no, this is a stationary. It's it's on the floor. But you know, the wheel is there.
American family was there. This happened in America. A child was taught that Baba is in everything. Baba is in church, yes. Baba is in that. Baba is in food, yes. So once he was on table, and he said, Mommy, is Baba in potato? Yes. In pudding? Yes. Here? Yeah. Then he said, now Baba is in my tummy. What joy he was doing. As a child, when I think of that, oh, why? What a joy he was doing. Now Baba is in my tummy. Now the generation, now you modern generation, but new generation are just real ready for this part. I see even Western or Eastern. They come to this August. There are 30 children right here. And 33 in July. Because they all were waiting when they get 7 years old and they will come. Because Baba's order not to come. So all have their own way of proceeding Baba. Very good. Two things I saw. They used to go and bow down and everything. Very nice. Then up down the child is very nice. And then one boy, big daddy, said, then he says, come on. Daddy, will you wait please for a few minutes? I have to go to Baba Pine first. And again. And he went there. Bow down for a few seconds, and then you know, I think Nancy and Lee Darling, first connecting.
No, I don't.
They are very connected with Darling Shaw. You might have heard of Darling Shaw. Very nice lover, very kind. His talk is very good. So Nancy wrote me the letter about her child, that when I was turned up with that girl, Kirsten, now, said that 6 months here, and she saw Baba holding the child. And she was sitting there. And she, and Baba looks at her, Baba holding the child, and then she, and Baba gives the child to her. So she said, Baba, it is for me. Said yes, Baba said. Yes. That was dream was finished. Child was born. Then she was 1 year old. Not 1 year, 2 months old before. And she went to Darling's house for the meeting and everything. She put her child on the carpet and she was attentively hearing what the Darling saying. And she said that never before I slept on the carpet. And actually I slept and I dreamt that I am walking in the street and some woman says, stop, don't go. Mansari wants to tell you something. Now she said, I was looking around, Mansari, how come she comes out of Mirabai? She said, then again that lady says that Mansari wants to tell you that this child has been involved and exported from India. Then she writes in the blank sleeping packet, I didn't even get duty. Now, that child, when she was 1 year or 3 months old, she took her there to Darwin. And she was about 2 years old. And one of the stands, you know the sitar, Michael Siegel, who plays sitar very beautifully. He lived there too, Schenectady. So he was coming here, and he told me that you go and stay in my, I got a tent in my house. So they all went in. He has a little statue of Buddha. And as soon as the child goes there, she fell in love with Buddha. She goes, oh, nice, oh, beauty, you're so fine, and all the time talking with Buddha and Buddha and Buddha. She would go to the plane, but she was attracted to the Buddha. One day, she went to father's room and dragged him out by the hand, stand here, near Buddha's. And then she was treated for exactly 5 minutes. Rick said that I saw the minute, it was 5 minutes. I said, Rick, you people are so pretty, never seen for 5 minutes stable. And this girl actually like that. And then she got up, smiling as if she was so happy. She patted the shoulder of Buddha and said, now my work is done. That is more important to me. No? Now my work is done. As a child. Must be something. That's what I said, that they are gifted with this part. So I said, these children will teach you something. And then she went to the kitchen. As a child, when her granny died, she did not cry. She came to the room where the body was there. She stared and told her cousin, you know, Desika, she loved dancing. You would dance. She would be pleased. They went both dressed up in pink frock. They came and danced in front of their body. Now she is pleased. Now we go. Now who can get kisses? Now she is learning dancing. So what? Then she told me. So you don't get here, that is a funny thing. It's the earliest I don't know how to say. That is the thing.
The children that have been here, the children that I met here at the Pilgrim Center, they just seem so wise beyond their years. I mean, they just love Baba so much. And I love to watch them in the tomb bow down. It's just so innocent and pure. Really beautiful.
Even though all the children were there, I told them, all the parents, that at least this is the only chance, at least for one day, let them get up early and go to threshold, then they do. Little, very little, but that is a very lasting memory. I'm happy memory that yes, we were there when I was 7 years old. So each and every child came to wash the threshold or wash the Yeah. You were here, were you here? Lori Bloom was
yes.
here.
Yeah, I'm there.
Her child, as he was here, not this time, not your time. I told her, his father, the three things I did once, at least to both of them. That is the only time, from the beginning, if you think in there, I love all what is power, and this, they will never forget. Never forget. An Indian child, they are only three degrees, they are not can do it. Such mischievous child, that she would save from the car accident at least twice. She was rushing towards my body. She noticed when she was brought here, look here, this is my body. There are thieves and there are nothing else. They will take you away if you leave us and go out alone. Is it? But how come? She would go to granny. But how come? Is that Baba with us? Nothing with me, for me. Nothing. Baba will leave the house, so I don't mind if they come. They ask their own value. Baba is the house to worship your food.
Bless her.
So there she was not afraid. She said, if you were to hear, look here, there are things that were the medicine, you should not run away from us. Then she asked, Baba is with us, what is your place? That is the 4 minutes one runs they get. And there is a saying in us that given habit in the grave that you last till coughing.
Yes.
The habit. Yes. That's the thing. As soon as India, as soon as the child recognizes the balance, they just give the idea of the last child according to their religion. And as soon as they get up, they say, what is that? Baba or the last child or whatever it is. And who is it? Baba. Then they get happy. But as soon as they get up, Baba, that's all. What is that? That is amazing, amazing. So, that's what Baba is beautiful, he said, beautiful, he said about it. Very easy to do. Because they're like we said, they're completely different.
My
one American girl, only 30 months old, struggling to the tomb. Hey Sophie, where are you going?
Hey Baba, hey Baba.
And she exactly what we do, lying down and everything. Very seriously, very sweet. Now she's learning dancing. Imagine a card, hers, card, hers.
No, don't know if you heard.
He came here and stayed here for a whole 1 year. Sent from USA with a scholarship. So learning something, history, Indian history, Muslim history something. So he stayed in Aligarh 1 year. So same thing with Philip Lucchetto. I told you the other day. He's coming next year from the States. He's a wonderful, he's I think, professor in Hindi or something like that there. He writes in Hindi script, so beautiful and so clear. Whenever he writes to me in Hindi. Oh, the letter was beautiful. Maybe she was, yes. But all the time, Baba, that's all. Yeah, her wife and everyone. So.
It is time for lunch.
Huh?
This was back in the spring of
1979.
And I had a dream about Baba, and I was a new Baba follower.
At that time
I was very much
before the dream.
Yeah, for about a year before the dream, I was a Baba follower. And in the dream, I was following Baba around, and I had a metal box that I was holding for him. And he would come over and open it, and I think there was a key, but I can't remember for sure. But he would put papers and things in the box, and then take them out whenever he needed them. And I always had to be very close to Baba, because any time he wanted the box, I had to be there immediately. And so Baba was in the room with me. I was thinking, oh, I'm so important because Baba needs me. You know, I'm doing all these wonderful things for Baba. And just as I thought that, Baba was like where you are. And just as I thought it, he just turned like that very quickly. And it started me thinking, well, Baba is God. If Baba is God, why does he need me? And so I started thinking, well, I wonder why he's doing this. Maybe it's because Baba really loves me, and he wants me to feel loved and needed and important.
Yeah.
And so I kind of looked at Baba and I said, well, you know, is that what you're doing? Is that the reason? And again, he didn't say anything, but he just turned and he had that twinkle in his eye. And so I knew that was what he was doing. And I just felt all this love surrounding me. It was like I had never felt before. And And then that was like the end of the dream. I could hear a little music in the background. And then I woke up. And I knew it was a really special dream because I still felt the love.
Sure, sure.
And so then I got up and I had to hurry to get dressed to get ready for work. And I went out into the hallway. I was in an apartment, and I went out to the hallway. In the apartment, inside the apartment still, but out of my bedroom into the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Just as my son, who was six years old, and we kind of met in the hallway, and he looked up at me and he said, "Baba was here last night."
Baba?
Yeah, Baba was here last night. And I looked at him, and because of my dream, I just kind of smiled, and I said, "Yes, I know." And then I was still, in such a rush that I didn't even ask him how he knew that. So later on, I said to him, "Well, how did you know that Baba was there?" And he said that he had gotten up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
He
did. And when he went back to his bedroom, Baba was there. And Baba took his hand and shook it.
Oh,
and
he actually
shook his hand. And then he got back in bed and went back to sleep. And usually at that time, David would wake up in the middle of the night and he would have nightmares and he'd be restless and he'd cry. And it was a really restless sleep. And he said that was the first night that he had a very peaceful sleep.
But he shook up hand with Baba.
Yeah. Yeah.
He saw that means he was so similar, the same night you saw and when they come in the dream, that means such one, they can come in any of their body. It is at their disposal. If you come in my dream or I come, that is nothing. That is our thoughts and but they come. They will never come in the dream. Just to connection, or if you are in need to calm you down, or to give you suggestion, that's sure.
And then
it's a beautiful dream.
Yeah. And then it wasn't after the dream. I saw the first movie of Bob. I hadn't ever seen a movie of Bob. And then I saw that same twinkle in his eye, and that same look, and I'm like, it's Baba. And after I had the dream, I knew that if I ever had any doubts about Baba, that I could remember that love in the dream, and that it would always, I would never doubt Baba.
When you just see dream, just only maybe just you see Baba, and then when you get up, there is something with, apparently there is nothing to be happy, but you feel something so happy in here. I've seen Baba, that's why I'm happy. You feel something, it must have happened, but nothing seemingly, nothing so well. They come.
That's quite a gift.
After that, no dream.
I had one more, and it was about the same year. The same year. I was, my husband's name is Skip.
Again?
My husband's name is Skip.
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 Yeah. And I was...
Is he mother?
No, he's not.
You are so right, he will come.
Yeah, I think so.
He will come.
When the time's right.
Time.
I don't think I've even told him this story. I don't think he knows this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my husband knows this story, the dream. I told him the first dream, but not this one.
Not this one. And he knows that the object is. They all want to see dream or something.
He was really happy that I came here. Which was nice.
There you are. Yeah. That is the thing. He doesn't know. He doesn't want. I mean, he doesn't know Baba. But he's sharing your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
He's sharing Baba with you. Yeah. That's the thing, that he's happy that you are here. That's all. Monday
he will come. Then
Baba Vishnu, he is joined.
That is what he said. I am a thief.
Huh?
Mother said, I am a thief because I can steal anybody's heart.
Yeah. I always steal heart, that's all. Then
okay, well, I was dating Skip. I wasn't married yet. We were going out together. And Skip went away to Ohio for business.
Uh-huh.
And I missed him so much. And I thought, you know, it was like someone tore my heart out. I just missed him so much. And I had read in the books, you know, how Baba said you should have that kind of longing for me, that, you know, that you should not want to be separated. And I was thinking, now I understand what the feeling is, but I wish I would have it for Baba. And then I was kind of doubting my commitment to Baba, because I couldn't feel that same thing. And then I also thought to myself, well, maybe, you know, I'm still kind of a new Baba follower. I wonder if someone were to ask me, you know, who did I follow or what religion or whatever, if I would be strong enough to say Mayor Baba, because most people in the States have never heard of Mayor Baba. So this was in the back of my mind. And then I had this dream, and in the dream, I went to Dan and Pamela's house. Butler's son? Dan and Pamela?
Yeah.
In the dream. And in the house, it was just one big room. Just one room. And I stayed overnight, and then I was just standing with a couple of people, and all of a sudden, the door from this side opened, just flung open. Uh-huh. And Baba came out with a couple other people. I don't know who they were. And he just took these big strides, you know, and his robes, they just kind of flew back, you know, and just, they're beautiful. And he just came so quickly across the room. And just as soon as I saw who it was in the dream, I was standing there. I immediately, without any hesitation, I just went straight down on the floor, totally prostrated.
Mm. I didn't get that. What did you say?
I just fell down on the floor, totally stretched out. And again, which I didn't know people did that. You know, in the States, people don't do that. So I had no idea that in the dream, it was just like, boom.
Yeah,
and then in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And then, you know, and then he just kept going. And so when I woke up, the feeling that I had was that there was no hesitation. You know, that I immediately, without even thinking, went down.
Yeah, that means you can say it daily, the day I call the mama.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said it was just like a regular handshake, you know?
I told you my story about...
Well,
because this was interesting, because I asked Monty about it.
I get that.
Yes, but when I came in 76, because my dream was, I lived in India. I was a woman who was responsible for collecting the clothing to wash clothes.
Uh-huh.
And Baba gave me an order. And the order was, when he came into the room, I was to leave immediately.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't say that he gave me that order.
Uh-huh.
So when he would come in, I would have to get out very fast. And they would say, who does she think? He's coming, and she's leaving. Who does she think she is? But I remember... It was an interesting dream because in many dreams, we dream that we're doing something, but it's us. You know, we remember like ourselves. But I was a different person. I was not even thinking very much. I mean, it was very clear. It was like, he says this, I do that. No question. It was like, no complex, not that complicated. And so I just said, well, he told me to do this, I have to do it. It was like, you know, no questions, not very much thought at all. Very simple. And so I did that, and there were some Westerners around. They were sort of like, why is she doing this? You know, he's trying to elbow away. But it was very clear. I mean, the thing that was striking was the obedience. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. He says this, I do it. And so I asked Monty about it. I said, did Baba ever give that kind of order? Because I never read it. It seemed kind of strange to me. And Monty said, yes, as a matter of fact, he gave that order to me. She said, Monty, yes. So she said, yes, I know that kind of order was given. I said, was there anybody who was ever, that you knew who was responsible for sort of just gathering the laundry? And she said, yes, when we were traveling, different people at different times, whatever. So I believe that sometime before 1946, you know, I was here and Baba was there. I remember he was dressed in white. It was sort of mature, you know. It wasn't young, but it wasn't older, which would have fit the time sometime. So
maybe you would say that you people didn't need to go here or once. Maybe that they used to work, you know, all of a sudden you would say, basically, that this group of 5 minutes out to go down to work, and then you go out. And one day, what happened? We went out, but there was a lady who worked for Baba, and she did not know that Baba was sugar out, and they didn't get. So she came in, and she saw the flesh up there, what you say, like, and that made her blind for a few hours.
Wasn't that in this cabin?
Huh?
Wasn't it in Baba's cabin here?
No. That lady died. That lady died. She served Baba for 40 years, more than 40 years. So she came, and then Baba was very upset. So she said, why don't you say to her that we go? She said, my dear, that she will come and get me all the time. So whenever there is anything happens, Baba will say to me, sit out there, that night could not come. Because many of them just do, and then they go out and take something. Then it's not safe. Easy thing. They write, they get something. But when they walk in the countryside, once you are, then you go out and say that, once you see that, I have a lot of work for something. So then my youth, her father was 12, around the clock, 12 hours, Baba was 9%. And she gave her 9% of Baba, if they give him, how would she say, 10. She just went sick, it's sick. Then until Baba next, until you can't move up here, or just leave. And only fly, just lost it still. That's why my second sleep. She took off, she should be there in Baba's bedroom. Baba was dying at that time, in the evening. And then, after Baba said, I'm going to sleep, go to sleep. The middle of the night, whatever Baba wants, he can give water or anything. And she took off, no one, he really, only 1% by 12 o'clock, 12 hours, round the clock. She should go to his room 3 times. But how come there is no sleep? Because he took off. His room was just near the kitchen. There's a 6 o'clock, he's letters of this, pots and pans and cups and saucers. He would not sleep. Okay, after a little rest, 8 o'clock, he would go to the post office to collect the mail, whatever duty. Then he would read the paper to find out the stories of the committee, killed, murdered, and he would write down and tell Baba in the middle of the night if Baba wants to hear something. When he left, Baba Baba wrote it. Baba said that no one can do my duty like this. And there were 3 more instead of him can do. And Ram. 3 of them believe that they are around the clock. And he said that he would, no one can do that duty. Because not to know, it was only that little thing.
And I heard about all the mosquitoes and the ants and
yeah,
people doing
it. No. Unless he just said that he did just say that. And then he was going to be. Now once he, there was no one. Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm still in my work on the exercise.